Welcome to Financial Perspectives, the podcast, where we cover timely topics related to the current economic environment and keep you up to date on investment news. We also provide insights on how investors can maintain a long-term perspective. Please stick around at the end for important disclosure information. More information about Foster Group can be found in our ADV brochure at fostergrp.com.
The acronym AI has become synonymous with artificial intelligence, data sources, data connections, search and learning algorithms. This has become a leading news item, especially since the November 2022 online introduction of ChatGPT, the first of many large language AI chatbots. In the artificial intelligence world, large networks of computers are running collection and classifying algorithms across ever-expanding data sets, and they're learning how the data may be related. These AI chatbots, they then wait for someone to ask a question, to which the AI then organizes whatever data it has found into a natural language response. Big elements of the magic are combinations of available data and the algorithms that analyze, store, and then use that data to formulate responses to questions, to create potential solutions for problems, or to develop mechanisms to accomplish certain tasks. But a much older AI-like mechanism exists for investors to benefit from. It's often called the market. The market is an aggregate intelligence mechanism. This aggregate intelligence relies on millions of supercomputers, called human beings, who are taking in information, processing every variable with combinations of human judgment and technological analysis to arrive at prices. Prices where there are willing buyers and sellers of any stock or other investment being actively bought and sold in a marketplace. All the information, including human preferences, are taken into account by this aggregate intelligence. The result in stock markets are share prices which constantly change to reflect new information and which then become the best estimate of the actual value of the shares of the company. We might think of the investable market as the sum total of the shares of all publicly traded companies around the world, as well as bonds issued by companies and governments. In the second quarter of 2023, one estimate of global equity value by the folks at Visual Capitalist was $109 trillion. As of March 31, 2024, there are an estimated 15,806 companies globally whose shares were traded actively on public exchanges. Depending on who is measuring, the U.S. equity market in 2024 represents somewhere between 50% and 63% of that global total market value. You know, the share prices of all 15,806 companies, as well as the prices of bonds, are created by the market, the aggregate intelligence of all the participants, including professional investors, market and company analysts, and regular individual investors. These market prices are forward-looking. That means the current price is always an attempt by all market participants to keep the expected future returns positive for current purchasers of stocks or bonds. Because why would a willing buyer purchase a stock at a price where the combination of the future price and all cash flows like dividends along the way did not yield a positive return? If this were one individual setting the price, well, maybe they could be taken advantage of by a clever seller, but in a market with millions of buyers and sellers evaluating information and monitoring prices in real time, the wisdom of the crowd means that together we know more than we may know as individuals. You know, a good story about how this aggregating of intelligence works was done by finance professor Jack Trainer in his now famous jelly bean experiment of 1987. The finance professor brought a jar that held 850 jelly beans into his classroom and asked the students to guess the number of beans inside. The group's average estimate was 871, which was only about 2.5% off the actual number. You know, the other key observation from the experiment was that only one of the 56 people in the class made a better guess than the average of all the guesses. Michael Mobison, a writer, investment strategist, and finance professor, did a similar experiment in January of 2007. He asked his 73 students to independently guess the number of jelly beans in a jar. As an incentive, there was a $20 reward offered for the best guess and a $5 penalty for the guess furthest from the correct answer. The average guess of the class was 1,151, while the actual number of beans was 1,116. So the consensus estimate was off by 35 beans, or 3.1%. Of the 73 estimates, only two this time were better than the average. So were those two guessers lucky or skilled? Well, it's hard to say for sure, but in most cases, we as an aggregate intelligence are smarter than you or I are alone. So the question to ask yourself is, if you were given the choice between picking your own estimate of the number of jelly beans in a jar or taking the average estimate of all guessers, which one would you trust more? Do you think your estimate is better than that of the AI, the aggregate intelligence? Now, ask the same question about the value of a stock, or how about the value of all stocks? Do you want to try and outsmart the aggregated intelligence of the market, or do you want to make it your ally? You know, in case you're wondering if anyone has done the research on the historical effectiveness of trying to outsmart the market instead of jelly bean guessing, well, Standard & Poor's has been tracking the ability of professional managers of mutual funds and their ability to outperform their market benchmarks for decades. In a sense, these managers attempt to provide a better estimate of the jelly bean count than the aggregated intelligence of the market. In the S&P's 2023 year-end report for the 10 years ending in December of 2023, over 90% of these professional managers, well, they underperformed their U.S. stock market benchmark. As in the case of classroom jelly bean estimates, the aggregated intelligence of the market proved to be a very smart, almost unbeatable competitor. David Booth, the founder of Dimensional Fund Advisors, observed that this. He said, quote, based on nearly a century's worth of data, the stock market has returned about 10% a year, which is 7% above the rate of inflation. That was true before and after computers, before and after the internet, and even before and after the Second World War. While there are no guarantees, he said, it makes sense to me that it will continue to be the case after AI. Investors, the market AI, have demonstrated an ability as a crowd to effectively set market prices in such a way that this expected return of markets has been achieved over many, many decades. One other encouraging thing to keep in mind as artificial intelligence, the potentially powerful tool for many things, continues to develop is this. The AI of the market, our aggregated intelligence, will always include the artificial intelligence that our high-tech industry is developing, making the wisdom of the crowd that much more powerful. You know, rather than weakening the power and efficiency of the market in setting prices, the combination of the two AIs, the aggregated intelligence of human beings and the artificial intelligence of computer neural networks and algorithms, it's only going to make markets more efficient and prices that much more reflective of all current information. You know, as investors, we have the choice between trusting this AI, the wisdom of the market participants, or competing against it through market timing or security selection, choosing a smaller number of securities than available in the marketplace. At Foster Group, we think trusting markets and harnessing their power and prices is a fundamentally sound and successful way to invest. As a matter of fact, trusting markets is one of our five foundational investment principles. Here's the entire list. Construct plan-driven portfolios, embrace uncertainty, trust markets, advance with science, and avoid predictable mistakes. Just this morning, I asked the AI chatbot ChatGPT, quote, is it safer to trust the market price mechanism than to rely on an AI model to find mispricings in stocks and bonds? The response of ChatGPT was, quote, determining whether it's safer to trust the market price mechanism or an AI model to find mispricings in stocks and bonds depends on various factors. The market price mechanism reflects the collective wisdom of all market participants and is based on supply and demand dynamics. However, markets can be influenced by irrational behavior, manipulation, or misinformation. On the other hand, AI models can analyze vast amounts of data quickly and objectively, potentially uncovering patterns or anomalies that may indicate mispricings. AI models can also help reduce human bias in decision-making. However, ChatGPT said, they are not infallible and can be prone to errors, especially if the underlying data is flawed or the model is not well designed. You know, ChatGPT concludes, in practice, it might be beneficial to use a combination of market analysis, AI models, and human judgment to evaluate investment opportunities. The key is to understand the strengths and limitations of each approach and use them in conjunction to make more informed decisions. That phrase, use them in conjunction, that sounds a lot like trusting the market, the aggregated intelligence of the market, which includes technology, to invest. You know, if AI has been causing you a bit of anxiety, we want to remind you that educated optimism is an antidote for anxious uncertainty. Educated optimism can be of great help in enabling investors to embrace the uncertainty that is with us all the time, including developments in artificial intelligence, as well as in trusting investment markets. Our goal is for these podcasts to contribute to you becoming educated and prepared optimists. If there are topics or questions you'd like us to address, please let us know at our website, www.fostergrp.com, and click on the words Financial Perspectives. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, you can help us spread the message of educated optimism by liking us on your podcast app. As always, thanks for investing some of your time and attention with us. We'll see you next time.
The previous presentation by Foster Group was intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as the receipt of, or as a substitute for, personalized investment advice from Foster Group or any other investment professional of your choosing. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and it should not be assumed that future performance of any specific investment or investment strategy, or any non-investment related or planning services, discussion, or content, will be profitable, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Foster Group is neither a law firm nor accounting firm, and no portion of its services should be construed as legal or accounting advice. No portion of the content should be construed by a client or prospective client as a guarantee that he or she will experience a certain level of results if Foster Group is engaged, or continues to be engaged, to provide investment advisory services. A copy of Foster Group's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request or at www.fostergrp.com/disclosures.